Thank you. My name is John. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from anger, judgment, and control in my life. Hey, guys. So I remember it was a bright, sunny day. I was in my 20s, a long time ago, by the way. And my dad and I were washing our cars in his driveway like we always did. I had a bright orange Cutlass. Think University of Tennessee orange. Bright orange. White leather interiors, big heavy metal steel doors, no plastic back then. You get the picture? And I remember it was a particularly windy day, and I opened my car door to clean the inside of the windows, and the door sprung open, wind caught it, and it slammed it into my dad's car door, which was already open. Now, you got to be my age to understand 1969 Plymouth Fury. It was a tank, and it left a really good dent in the side of my car. And all I remember doing, it was grabbing the frameless window in anger, and I'm going to slam this thing as hard as I can. And when I did so, the window just shattered everywhere. Glass went all inside the car and on the ground. I looked down at my hand. I was bleeding. And I looked over. I glanced over to my dad, and he's just looking at me in bewilderment. And I remember in a really soft voice, he just looked at me and said, "Why are you so angry?" I hadn't a clue. I grew up Catholic. I was the youngest of four kids, all 4 years apart. And it was drilled into me really early by my older siblings that as the baby of the family, I was getting away with everything because my parents were simply too tired to have a fourth battle. I am not sure where the anger started in my life, but I do know early on that I viewed God kind of as a punishing God. He wanted me to follow the rules, not as a loving and kind God. And with that really deep cerebral understanding of my faith and my religion, shouldn't surprise you that my formative years were spent in disobedience to my parents. My 20s and 30s were filled with impatience and judgment. Man, I got used to passing out verdicts if anything or anyone didn't go according to my plan. As I grew older, my anger followed me. When things didn't go my way, anger would often leave holes in walls, broken tennis rackets, golf clubs broken in half on the golf course. Confession, I literally broke a golf club during a golf lesson. What? I can't explain that one. It was often the joke after a round of golf when we go into the clubhouse, people would bring in my club and make a big joke about it, I guess giving me some morbid reasoning for my anger. So fast forward to my 40s, and I married my sweet wife, Robin, and we had a beautiful child late in life, and we felt compelled to find a church that we could attend as a family. And I'm going to tell you right now, I'm very thankful to my wife for her persistence in finding Watermark, all right? So we became members. But don't think for one moment that my judgment, my anger, or my pride went anywhere. It didn't. In fact, I've been a member for over 7 years simply trying to fix myself, just white-knuckling my way through life. I knew in my heart it wasn't working. So that's when I joined or signed up for Regen. But guys, tonight, I kind of want to divert from my story that I told originally. And I want to tell you about a drastic change that happened during the Regen process. I want to give you some hope if you're stuck in a small group or over in groundwork right now. When I went through Regen, I was involved with a lawsuit with a former real estate employer. I'm going to skip the details of the lawsuit. However, I will tell you that I was compelled to battle him in court to win, counter-sue this guy for my injustice. It caused a lot of stress It caused a lot of family financial turmoil and arguments over whether I should spend the money to fight this battle. I had a lot of hate for this man. He was truly a horrible person to most of his employees and his agents as well. And I wanted my justice. But pride kept me from listening to wise counsel on the right course of action. You see, this case was in Austin, Texas. So every time we had a court hearing, I'd have to drive down to Austin, bring my attorney, his team, sometimes stay overnight. The owner of this firm, who was in Austin, could just drag this thing out forever, right? Costing me thousands of dollars in expenses in and above the suit itself. He had a lot of money. He had an attorney on retainer. I did not. Frustration led with this fact involved, along with my bitterness toward this man, it really affected my family interaction every day. I was consumed with hate, and I wanted my pound of flesh. I remember my regen leader, Wes Chick, he invited me to lunch. I think it's early in step one or two, so if you're in a step group, leaders, get ready. You have to buy lunch now. And he told me that I would eventually have to forgive this man. And guys, I'm not kidding. My exact reply was, I'd rather drive to Austin and put a bullet in this guy's head than forgive him. I kid you not. Needless to say, Wes curbed that discussion at that moment, said he'd talk about it later in the steps. At that point, there was no way that I could see my feeble, selfish mind ever forgiving this guy. Now, much later in the steps, I confronted these feelings and began to understand the harm that I was doing to others by allowing this anger to linger in my heart. Most of the damage was being done to my family, and our dialogue always seemed to be consumed with talking about the lawsuit. Then a miracle happened. I was in Austin for depositions. Things were going really kind of long in the proceedings, and we took a bathroom break. And unbeknownst to me, myself and the plaintiff ended up going to the bathroom at the same time, alone. I know, kind of weird place to have an intimate conversation, right? But I found myself walking up to this man at the counter in the bathroom, and I just said, I want you to know that I am truly sorry for any pain, any anguish that I have caused you during this lawsuit. I did not mean this to happen. I hope you can forgive me. Guys, I'm telling you right now, that was so not on my mind when I walked in that bathroom. Of course, he responded. He was all jovial. Oh, of course, yeah, I forgive you. You know, I think the attorneys, yeah, they can work out something quickly. And so, wait. I'm not done yet. One more thing I would like to say to you. I also want you to know that I forgive you for the stress and the financial toil that you have laid out on my family. I know we both have opinions about this case, but I don't hold that against you now. Again, not on my brain at that moment. In fact, I felt quite puzzled that I was remembered just a few months ago, I said I'd prefer shooting this guy over forgiving him. That is definitely the Holy Spirit working on my heart. There was a tremendous weight at that time lifted off me at that moment. The outcome was turned over to God, and I let go of trying to control the outcome. It was a turning point. in allowing God to have control over my entire life, over my family, over the lawsuit, over my friends, over my kid, over everything. I finally had that transcending peace that God tells us about in Philippians 4, 6, and 7. It should be on the screen behind me. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Guys, when was last time you had truly transcending peace in your life? Peace that goes beyond. Peace that surpasses. Peace that's got no range of limits. Think about that. I learned quickly that my anger was rooted in not trusting God for my life or my life decisions. I was afraid of facing my weakness, my pride, letting go of control in my life. It was hard for me to admit it was okay to be wrong. I still have trouble saying that word. People are not against me. They just have a different view. And accepting that fact that I might be wrong led to leading a peaceful resolution in disagreements and less judging of others. Of course, some of you who know me know that's a daily battle with me, right? So along the way, I'm going to tell you that my lesson on judgment, it was the hardest thing that I learned. I learned to pray to God to work in the lives of those who had wronged me and to help change my heart toward them. Man, I'm telling you right now, that lesson blows up any idea of seeking your own judgment. God reminds me through prayer to reside in Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. And trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge him and he'll set your path straight. God has guided me to use this trust and to share with others in allowing me to lead it. First-time guests here on Monday nights at Regen. And I was led to serve with first-time guests because it was that evening that was instrumental for me in understanding that my healing came from Christ, not a Regen book, not a volunteer leader, not even Watermark Church, but Christ alone. If you are here for the first time, thank you for coming tonight. You'll be met with love and kindness by people who have found God's love, and they simply want to let you know that he loves you too. So stay tonight. Be willing. Experience his forgiveness, his love, his redemption. Your life will never be the same. My name is John Fries. Thank you for letting me share my story.